Yes, hello, C1 Video Productions.
Hi, is this Mike?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing today? This is Joe from Orbit Design Agency.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Joe. Sorry about the earlier call. It's
for some reason
it was just
not
connecting
up.
Well.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. So is this
great.
A good time?
Sure, yeah, this is a good time.
Perfect. So, yeah, Mike, I just got your email. I saw the thank you. It wasn't placed correctly, so I'm getting that fixed. I'll get that fixed right away. And the thoughts that you mentioned that you want exactly that DreamWorks. So just want to confirm one thing. Now, on DreamWorks website, when you mouse over, then they show the indication or the sign on which page you are. So do you want to do it like the same way, or should we like keep it permanent? Like the way we have on the website right now.
Yeah, I think I would like it. You mean the words?
Yeah, the dots on the left side. So right now, if you notice, they are always active. So when you scroll down, they change. They let you know on which page you are. However, on Remote's website, they are not active every single time. You need to mouse over those dots to let you know on which page you are.
Yeah, I think I'd like to have it like the Trolls website. So
okay.
When you scroll down on the Trolls website, the dots change with each segment as you're scrolling. It changes color, but there aren't any words, correct?
Okay. Yeah. So when you mouse over those dots, then the name appears. So let's say, for example.
That's correct. Then the name appears, and then when you mouse off of it, the name goes away.
Okay, all right. So that's what I want to confirm. I'll get that done as well. And let me check.
And I guess they're going to probably, I'd like to maybe have them a little smaller because there are going to be quite a few segments as we go down.
Okay.
And I don't, if possible, I don't want the segment dots to interfere with, if possible, not to interfere with the scrolling hyperlinks on the homepage.
Okay. So actually,
you know what I'm saying? So if they're smaller and closer together, they won't overlap the scrolling hyperlinks on the homepage.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get this point.
Oh, okay. So if you go to the homepage right now.
Okay. Just give me one moment.
And those dots, if you add 5 more dots, that might overlap with the scrolling hyperlinks. It might down towards the bottom.
Oh, I see.
You see what I'm saying?
I guess.
So they're going to have to be smaller and closer together for now. I mean, we can change them later, I guess, when we get to that point.
Okay.
But I'm just pointing that out. If you want to change it later once we add more dots, then that's fine. But it's just a note.
Sure. So how
about start off being smaller and closer together?
Okay. So how about we leave them the way they are right now? Later, when there are like more number of pages, more number of segments, and we'll see if those dots overlap, we'll go ahead and reduce the size of them. If not, if it's
perfect.
Looking pretty good, we'll leave it the way they are.
Yeah, that sounds great. And I don't know if it's really too critical, but on the Trolls page, when you mouse over the dots, it does look like a little thought bubble. So there's like a little pointer. Do you notice that?
Yeah, like the increase in size when you mouse over.
I'm sorry, say again?
So, initially, like by default, they are smaller in size. However, when you mouse over them, they increase in size a little bit.
Actually, yeah, I just want it exactly like the Trolls. If you can do it exactly like that, that would be perfect.
All right, okay. And one more thing now, Mike. Remember previously you mentioned that these side dots and the menu bar wasn't working properly. So when you click on any of the segments from the menu bar, dots don't change. You remember that?
I'm sorry, repeat that one more time.
Sure. So remember you sent me a point where you mentioned when you click any of the segment on the menu bar, the dots on the left side, they don't change, actually.
Oh, I see. Okay. They don't change?
Yeah, so that's where we are facing the problem because when you click on any of the segment at the very top, you can automatically go to that section. However, the dots on the left side, they work separately. So when you scroll down, they change when you scroll down. So that's like they didn't work alongside with the menu bar. So the solution that we came up with, either we can disable the click from the menu bar so people can click on the very top, they need to scroll down, or we can hide those dots from the left side.
I see. Okay, that's the problem.
Yeah. So the scrolling remains the same. The scrolling will be the way it is, like when you a single scroll website, and when you scroll a little bit, the whole segment changes. However, the dots won't be there.
I'm sorry, the dots won't be there. You'll take them out?
No. Are you on the website right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, could you please click on Get a Code, like from the very top, from the menu bar?
Got it.
Okay. So now, do you notice, like those dots on the left side, they don't change. They are stuck at the page where we were previously.
Okay.
You see that?
I think that's okay, and there's no way that you can make them move with that.
So actually, these dots and the menu bar, they do work alongside. So either now what we try to do that, we try to fix it. However, we were able to come up with a solution. However, then the problem was, now if you're at the very last segment, right? Like if you're at the Get a Code segment, all right? And when you scroll down, the page automatically goes back up to the very first page, right?
Yes.
Yes. So we were able to like work. We were able to come up with a solution in which those dots and the menu bar work alongside. However, the problem that we were facing after the last segment, when you scroll down, a white page comes up, and nothing was on that white page. So you got to refresh the whole page, like whole website once again.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Let's not worry about that. That's okay. That's
Okay.
not really critical. I think that'll be fine. Thank you.
Yeah. So then I would personally suggest you to disable the click on the menu bar, because on the sidebar, people have an option to go directly to any other segment. When they mouse over, they'll be notified which segment they can go directly to, and
Okay.
it'll be much easier as well. So those dots will remain there, and we will have all the functionality and everything working the way it is, the way you want it actually.
Yeah, I think that'll be fine. Yeah, let's do that. That'll work fine. I appreciate that. Thank you. I just didn't know if they were able to work
Yeah,
together, but that's fine.
I actually noticed that point in your last email, and we tried figuring it out. We tried resolving this issue, but that's what we came up with. So that's why I thought to let you know.
Okay.
All
No
right.
worries. That's fine. Yeah, let's just leave it as is like that. I think the blue color looks great with, but again, if you can delete the words when you mouse off of them,
Where exactly?
on this, I'm talking about the dots.
The dots? Oh yeah. Yeah, that's what
Okay.
I confirmed like earlier. So that's what we're gonna do now.
Okay, again, just like the troll site. If you look
Just
at the
like troll
troll
site.
site, yeah, you mouse over it, the little dot gets a little bigger, and the word comes up next to it that coincides with the page that you want to go to.
Yeah. So I see it.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. So what
Yeah,
we're gonna do
that'll
is
work.
we're gonna work on these dots, disable the click on the menu bar option, and fix the thank you text. So I guess the thank you goes right on the right side, yeah.
Yeah, you can add the words thank you back on there. I think it was just a miscommunication because I was just trying to tell you where to put the graphic. So now the graphic looks good and the spacing, everything looks a lot better. But we can just add the thank you to that page exactly the way it is,
Okay.
and we should be okay with that.
Perfect. And what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and remove the segments that are not, let's say, necessary for you. For example, we have a segment which says additional services. We do not have an actual content there, right? So we will go ahead and
Right,
remove
you can
that.
remove them if you want, but again, I think it's best if we just kind of go page by page, and then when we get there, we can delete it and then start with a new one if you want, or you can delete them now, it doesn't matter, because we haven't gotten there yet. So
Exactly.
it's up to
So
you.
So let me know like whatever you feel comfortable with, because the reason I said I was suggesting you to remove this from the site is so that we could have an exact idea how many pages are we done with and how many dots are there in total. So when you scroll down, you'll see every single page that has been provided by you. So these pages don't
interrupt. Okay, that's a great idea. Okay, go ahead and remove them. That's perfectly fine. And I'll go ahead and send you the. I think if we can get that those pages removed, I guess that'll be fine. And
okay.
Then if you get the thank you on the COVID page.
So you want the thank you the way it is in the picture that you sent me, the attachment, right? It's on the right side.
Yeah, the way you had it before, it was kind of a cursive. Thank you, and it was like towards the right of the text
towards
at
the
bottom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kind of, yeah, you had it correct.
Oh,
you had
okay.
it exactly the way it needed to be, but then you deleted it, so not sure.
Oh, I think while they were doing last changes, they reverted back this one. I'm going to get that fixed right away. Right?
So the way you had it before was perfect.
All right. I'm going to get that reverted back.
Okay. Other than that, I think the COVID page looks good, and we can move on to the next page.
Perfect. So I guess I'll leave it for you on the next one.
I'm going to do a picture of the Contact Us page.
The Contact Us?
Yeah, not the page. Sorry, the segment. Contact Us.
Yeah. Aren't we done with the contact segment? Because I think we are.
That was the initial one that I sent you, and just to kind of put a placement.
Okay.
But it was just a kind of a rough idea. It looks pretty close. The thing is that the picture and the text need to swap.
Okay.
We really haven't talked about this page. This was kind of the initial template I gave you, but there just needs to be a few changes.
Sure, absolutely. So just
if that's okay. I mean, it's not much. I mean, you just
absolutely.
I want to swap the photo and the text, so the photo is actually going to be the graphic is going to be on the left side instead of the right side.
The way we have on the segment that's on the COVID page, the second segment.
I'm sorry, say again?
The way we have on the COVID page, right? The second paragraph.
Well, the COVID page has two graphics, so...
The one that's like on the second one. That's on the left side, and the content is on the right side.
That's correct. So for the contact page, the image is going to be on the left, and the text and the links to the social media are going to be on the right.
Okay.
And then I'll send you a template, and also all the small social media links should all be in one line, I would guess.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so
I guess
right now
it
looks like two of them are on another line.
Yeah, so I guess we got to like reduce the size of those social icons.
Yeah, that'll be fine. You can make them a little smaller, and I probably won't have all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, that's just a template, so I'm trying to get all the links together so that I can send them to you.
Okay.
But as far as the design, they should all be in one line.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, I'll send you all this information here in an email shortly, and then swap again from one side to the other, and then that's it for this one, and hopefully we can go on to the next one after that.
Sure, absolutely. All right.
Okay.
Perfect. So
I'll send you a sample graphic.
Sure, I'll be waiting for your email then.
Yeah, that sounds good. That's great. On to the next page. That's good.
Great. So I guess that's pretty much it for today. Let's get started with these points and we'll talk to you soon then.
That sounds great. One more thing, I was just thinking about the dots.
Okay.
The little box and the word that comes up right next to the dot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you able to make it look like a little bubble, like the way it is on the troll site?
On the troll site. All right. Let me.
There's pointy.
Yeah.
Thing. It almost looks like a thought bubble, like for the cartoons and stuff.
I get your point.
There's like a little point
referring
that points a little bit to the dot.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking at the troll site?
Yeah. Yep.
If you mouse over one of the dots. See there's the pink box comes up and there's a little point that points to the dot.
Yeah, like let me go back to Troy's website. That was on your. Okay, Oh, I see what you're referring to. Like a small point
just
that.
Just a square next to it. There's a little point to the square that has a little point pointing to the
That
left.
gives the indication on which side you're
Yeah,
holding
it kind
on.
of helps visually. It kind of helps where you know, when you're seeing it. It kind of
Exactly.
helps to know which dot it's going
Which
to.
side you're hovering over.
Yeah, I'm always looking for the visual. You can tell that how we've worked. You know, everything's visually. You have to kind of look at it and see how one wants to look at it and what how you know it has to help you and the client know what's happening. So.
Sure, absolutely. All right, no worries. So I'm gonna get that fixed as well.
Okay, that's it. Then those for now, I think that's really those changes would be great.
All
and
right.
And then we could go on to the next one after that. But we'll right now we'll work on those changes. And then on the COVID page, Yeah, and then I'll send you the sample to the Contact Us page.
Sure, I'll be waiting for your email then.
Okay, that sounds great. And I'll send that to you shortly.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Have a nice one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.